Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Thursday, March 19th. Authorities offered no new information in a press conference yesterday talking about the murder of Cynthia Hansen on March 11th. Wyville Police Chief Paul Rokenbach said investigators are working around the clock. They're also still seeking video surveillance and any possible leads from residents and business owners, especially on the east side of the city. Hansen, age 71, died after she was assaulted in her North Thompson Street Best Fitness studio during the early morning hours of March 11th. See this story online for more. 16th annual Southern Farm Days kicks off tomorrow at the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina. That's over there at Lake Waccamaw, of course. There'll be antique cars, tractors, trucks, and more. The Wild West Show, food vendors, a petting zoo, antique swap meet, antique tractor pulls, kitty tractor pulls, live music. There's just going to be something for everyone. We hope we're going to see you out there because Columbus County News will be live during the event. Follow CCN for more information on Farm Days. County Commissioners on Monday approved a request from Wyville City Schools for an additional $88,000 in lottery funding to build the new parking lot at Wyville High. The project was originally budgeted $214,000, but material costs have increased since it was first approved. The county has authority over all state education lottery funding, including that which is allocated to the city school system. The St. Patrick's Day's Booze It and Lose It campaign is going on through Sunday. The holiday is considered one of the worst for impaired driving in North Carolina. State and local law enforcement will be conducting sobriety and safety checks as well as increasing patrols throughout this weekend. Spring is controlled burn season. The Nature Conservancy and the Wildlife Resources Commission are conducting several burns throughout the region when conditions are safe. Keep an eye out for heavy equipment and smoke when you're driving through wild areas like the Green Swamp Preserve. Now, if you're a landowner who's planning on doing some burning on your own property, contact the Forest Service because they can help you out as well as getting you that burn permit. Downtown Wyville is hosting the first open-air market today from 4 to 8 p.m. at Vineland Station Depot. There'll be vendors, fresh flowers, produce, honey, sourdough bread, microgreens, homemade pasta, and more. I'm getting hungry just thinking about all of it. Well, except the flowers. I don't eat flowers. Do you eat flowers? The Crenshaw Trucking Band is going to headline the music in the alley this evening as well from 7 to 9 as part of the program. Columbus County Farmers Market is now open on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Folks are set up with produce, bread, spices, jewelry, and everything in between. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Wyville. Community CPR is still hosting its curbside canned food drive. WTXY and CCN are two places where you can drop off your donations to go to the CPR food pantry. Veterans, first responders, and their families are welcome to a free pancake breakfast Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m. at 124 Pecan Street in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.